Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome back to Finn Out of Water. I'd like to send out a little apology to everyone. I didn't expect for the show to be out for this long, but we're back. And on today's episode, we'll be talking about the NBA Finals and the playoffs. First off, I'd like to reintroduce myself to any new listeners. This is Rodman, the host, coming to you live out of Massachusetts, pure Dolphin fan. And then with me, I have my boys Gerson Norvellis and Herbie Sylvester. Go ahead, say what's up to people.
Hey, what's going on, man?
I'm sorry for the wait. I'm here to entertain you with my opinions on basketball today.
Yes,
man,
it's been a while.
Yeah, bro, it's been a while since I've been on, man. So anybody who forgot, it is Big Herb, bro, a.k.a. the man with all the words and probably easily the most intelligent, the most literate, the most giving knowledge on this podcast, bro.
Yeah.
I am happy, Herb, America. I'm back.
Herb is apparently the self-appointed guru, so we'll keep that as it is. Well, considering that it's been a while, and I figured, you know, I asked you guys some questions. And and anybody who's listening in live, and if you have any insight or you want to call and join in the conversation, the number to call is 347-989-0591. If you're listening, you can call in at any time. The number to call is 347-989-0591. If you're listening and you have any opinions of your own to add into the discussion, I'm not going to hold anything back. I'm just going to start this off. I'll save the finals talk for a little later. But I got to ask the fellas, Herb, I'll start with you. It's been a while since you've been on. What is your opinion of the playoffs so far overall as compared to previous years?
Oh, man, honestly, man, this playoffs is ass, man. Like, all just shot, this is a boring playoffs. Name me, besides the meltdown from the Clippers, what really happened? What was the defining moment of the playoffs that you could say, yeah, I remember that, I'm going to go to sleep? Like, I didn't go to sleep thinking I missed crazy games. Half the time, I didn't even watch them. I was like, whatever, because you already knew it was predictable. You knew it was going to happen, man. Like, I didn't think the Hawks would almost lose a series with the best player in the entire series was out for a couple of games. I didn't see that one coming, but for the most part, the playoffs played out like I thought it would. So it wasn't nearly as good last year, which was historically great, or the past couple of years, personally.
Yeah, I could see that. Gerson, what about you?
Man, this was the worst playoffs in a while, bro. Like, it was terrible, though. And with the Clippers destroying themselves, bro, they ruined the chance to save it with a good Western Conference final, bro. Feel me? But the Spurs and the Clippers was a great series, man. But outside of that, everything else is just, you know, one thing.
But here's my rebuttal to you, Gerson. It was a great series and was highlighted by the great collapse of 2015, bro, is that the Spurs weren't as good as they used to be, which is why it became a great series, because the Clippers played a devalued Spurs team, dog. They weren't better. They just played a worse team, and they had a game when it shot to do it.
No matter what you said, going in the series, they had the best. Going in the playoffs, they had one of the best records, dog. So it's convenient that when the Clippers won, the Spurs were devalued, right? The Spurs,
they are devalued, bro. The Spurs, they literally went in to the series not as good as they were, bro. Literally everything was down. Their defense was down. Their 3-point
shooting was down. Yeah, but they still was on a 15-2 record going into the playoffs, right?
Yeah, but that shows that the entire put it like this. Injuries
and they were
hurt.
They were one
injuries
game away from
hurt
the second seed, right? They were one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because what happened? Wesley Matthews got hurt. Injuries hurt the entire season, this whole season.
There were a lot of injuries.
I don't think it was just injuries. Here's the thing. A healthy Trailblazers, you think they would have been better than – who you think they would have been better than?
I don't know because I didn't get to see them be healthy.
Well,
like, you got to understand, like,
considering
the
Trailblazers
the whole year, bro.
They were considerably worse when Wesley Matthews went down. I'll say that.
Yeah. Oh, but cool. Considering the matchup that the Trailblazers had, well, I mean, we don't know how anything would have played out if people were healthy because we didn't have Durant practically the whole year. And Westbrook.
Oh, yeah,
you know,
yeah. That would have. Other than,
you know,
I think that injuries, those injuries to the Thunder. Outside of that, bro, there was no one that definitively would have been, you know.
Actually,
like,
you know, this is a crazy stat that I just found out the other day. And considering the Hawks, considering how badly the Hawks looked against the Cavs, I just wanted to throw this out there. I didn't know that. I didn't realize how important Thabo Sefolosha was to that team. When the Hawks had Thabo Sefolosha, their record was 43, and I want to say their record was 43-6 when they had Thabo Sefolosha in the lineup, which I found that to be real, real interesting. And when he went down, the record became a little more even. So
yeah, they said he was a good number six. Like, he was great off the bench.
Yeah,
he
meant a lot more to. I think he was. Well, did he start?
He started
over Carroll, was it? He was. Yeah,
nah.
I think he started over Carroll.
Nah.
Yeah. Didn't he?
Nah, he didn't start over Carroll. He was coming off the bench, man. You might be right, but I'm giving you the maybe, but I strongly believe he was coming off the bench.
Either way, his presence helped the team out big time, apparently. And then I just wanted to ask you guys, man, if you're the Thunder GM, bro, all these guys that you let go that are impacting teams, like when you see Harden put up 45 points, like what are you really thinking, bro, considering that you had the man on your team? Maybe you wouldn't have been able to pay him because he wanted max contract, but still. I mean, the Thunder, man, they had a squad, man.
I say this, man. Sam Presti literally, one, it's 2020. It's 2020 hindsight. And two, James Harden made it known, bro, that he wanted to be a man in the situation, dog. So you got a nigga who you know didn't want to, who was not going to resign with you for the long term because he wanted to be the man. And two, you officially would have had no money to pay anybody, bro. You would have paid them three, bro. And you would have had the worst players to fill out the roster, dog.
but you know what? Looking at the situation, bro, as much as everybody blamed the GM, dog, he really just lost the worst out of the three, though.
Yeah, fair enough. But here's the thing, though. He lost the worst out of the three. The worst out of three was second in MVP voting, bro. That's such an anomaly, dog. Like, the man lost the worst out of the three who was second in MVP voting in the entire league. So,
a few seasons later.
They scouted him, bro. That's all, bro.
You feel me? Like,
the irony,
Sam Presti
is
hands down the best talent evaluator. Might be in all the sports, dog. You have you drafted three of the top six or five, six players in the whole NBA. Like, that's out of this world, bro. I can't even imagine that being done ever like that. And I don't want to count the Lakers because that's the time before free agency. You feel me? Like, free agency didn't start to the 90s, so you drafted, you were stuck on that team. I'm talking like, he drafted players that, it's just crazy to me, bro. But, and especially in this day and age, man, where it's so easy to miss. He's consistently hit. And you can't forget about Serge Ibaka, bro. That's four.
Yeah, Serge. Yeah, I mean, the man has definitely he's the Ovie Newsome of basketball, man. When it comes down to just, you know, being a really good talent evaluator. But I agree with what you guys were saying, man. These playoffs, I had high hopes for these playoffs, especially after coming off the high off of last year's playoffs. It was just so every series was just great. Well, for the most part, most series were great anyway. But, I mean, you know, Gerson, you mentioned the Spurs and Clippers series, and I do view that as a great series. That was, like, one of the best series that I ever witnessed, even though I didn't even get to watch every game. All the games I saw, like, four out of the three, and all those games were all down to the wire. But I mean, man, the Clippers collapsing. That epic. That collapse against the Rockets. That epic, all time epic collapse against the Rockets, man. That completely spoiled that victory for me, dog. They completely spoiled it, man. I'm not to take away from that series because individually that series is great.
You say it's spoiled, too, dog. I'm the one that seen them going to the finals. That gave them a chance. I'm the one, like, you saying how much it's spoiled it for you. I'm saying I'm the one that chose them to go to the finals. I'm the one.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I expected them to at least make the Western Conference Finals. I don't think.
Wait, Herb. You know how much it hurt me to tell Herbie he was right, sir? We've been talking about this. Me and him been arguing about the Clippers.
For months, bro.
I see the Clippers actually getting out the West, man. I can see it, bro. I can see them actually. And it's just like they had it 3-1, and I was just like, yes, I'm correct again.
And they ripped it away from you, bro. They reached into your heart, dog, grabbed a big-ass piece of chunk of your soul, bro, and took that with the heart with it, dog. Like, they got your soul and your heart all in one, bro.
Squeeze that shit, bro.
Nah,
listen, hold up. The only reason it hurts is because I'm wrong. It made me wrong. That's it, bro. I'm not a fan of the Clippers. I just see that everybody I hate, bro. I hate LeBron. I really don't. I wouldn't say I hate the Warriors.
How do you dislike the Warriors, though, bro? Like,
wait, hold up. Listen, the only reason I dislike the Warriors is because I felt they did Mark Jackson wrong. But at the end of the day, bro, who can say anything when they go
okay,
to the
Okay, then you shouldn't like the Clippers, bro, because they did Vinny Del Negro wrong. Literally the same exact situation, bro. How is it not, bro? 55 wins,
yeah,
bro,
the man
you get
4
fired.
Years.
Huh?
Was he not there for 4 years? Huh?
And how long was Mark Jackson? 3? Whoop-de-doo, bro.
But he actually built them. They wasn't shit until Mark Jackson got there, bro.
Yeah, no, they weren't shit until they drafted Klay Thompson and Stephen Curry, bro. Don't say he built them, bro.
Right.
You know, he didn't help build the team. He didn't help them get better every year, bro.
No, you know who helped them? His name is the logo, bro. Jerry West, the guy who put the team together. That's who helped build that team, bro. So what are you talking about, dog? That's who built that team, bro. And that's who got – and then he realized that, hey, Mark Jackson can't take this team to the next level, bro. When he got Steve Kerr, got an extra 12 wins and went to the finals their first year, dog. So I don't want to hear about this Mark Jackson when Vinny Del Negro got screwed over. Alvin Gentry got screwed over just the same way, dog.
Cool.
Exactly, bro. So you don't even know who Alvin Gentry is, man.
Yeah, at least he got a job, man.
What team?
He was the coach before. I'm thinking of Lionel Hollins. Because Lionel Hollins was the coach of the Grizzlies, bro. He got fired, bro.
That's why I didn't wish Memphis anything, too, dog. I don't listen, bro. There's a bunch of people I hate, dog.
Like the Warriors for how they did them, bro, you can't come back and like the Clippers who did the same thing first. That makes no sense.
Negro was there long enough, bro. You can't sit there and put it like that. Negro was there long enough.
Hold up.
They were getting better every year. And plus, the year that he got fired, he won, what, 55, 51 wins?
What did Vinny Del Negro win? He won 50 games. That was his first year with Chris Paul. He had 2 years with Chris Paul, bro. Like, you're acting like the man had Chris Paul all 4 years, bro. Like, you're acting like he had this team that he pretty much put together more than anything.
But he didn't make Blake better, though.
And the team was better when he was the coach because Doc became GM and made it worse.
That even makes it worse, bro. Because at the end of the day, that even makes it worse on Negro, bro, because he actually had a squad.
What do you mean he had a squad, bro?
No, he had a better team. Gerson, he had a better team. He didn't have a squad.
He's didn't have a score. And even then, like,
listen, look at how much.
This is the thing about.
All right, go ahead. Make your point.
I say this. He didn't have Blake Griffin didn't develop under him because Blake Griffin wasn't as good as a player. So that evens it out, dog. He has a better Blake Griffin. He has a better Deion Jordan, dog. So what are you talking about, bro?
But he made them better, though.
He didn't make them better. Doc didn't make them better, bruh. I don't believe.
Wait, hold up. Listen,
coaches
don't
make great players better, bruh.
This is how much better they got. They only got three good players in their starting lineup. Number one in offense, bruh. They basically.
Now I know this is why I know you don't know what you're talking about because Doc is not an offensive mind, but he's a defensive coach. Chris Paul has always been better, bruh. Chris Paul has always been better.
Huh?
So he made Chris Paul better? He made Chris Paul better?
He didn't make Chris Paul better. Chris Paul been wrong.
He didn't make Blake Griffin better, bro. You can't make somebody who's going to be great better. Blake Griffin was a number one overall pick for a reason, dog.
Yeah, but he was doodle for the first 4 years. All he did was dunk. Basically, all he did was dunk for his
first year. So you're telling me that Vinny Del Negro just – he was like, you know what? You don't go to the gym and shoot a whole bunch of shots to work on your post game. Just dunk. That's what Vinny Del Negro was telling him to do. You don't think Vinny Del Negro was coaching him to get better, bro? Come on, bro. Like, that makes no sense, dog. That makes no fucking sense, bro.
I believe he looked at the man and he said, great, awesome, just do you, bro.
Come on, bro. That makes no sense, bro. If a player is going to be great, he was always going to be great. Now, it's called development. Now, like, what are you talking about, bro?
I just said under his management, they developed better.
They fired Negro.
We can honestly say with the Negro or whatever the hell his name is, but Buddy was stagnant. He wasn't getting better.
Exactly. That's why Mark Jackson got fired. Here's the difference. Steve Kerr made an immediate improvement. Doc Rivers did the same thing, bro. He gets paid $10 million to get to the second round and lose. If you was going to do that, you would have saved $6 million on Vinny Del Negro, bro. Doing the same shit.
Hey, that's the truth, though. Yo, the Clippers are literally in the same spot
they've been in the past four years.
That's
going to be one of the points later, bro. That's going to be one of the conversations later, bro. Oh, you just got to hop on the Clippers and destroy them?
Nah, we'll say that's the Gerson's corner, bro. I told you, you got free reign to get on their ass, and that's Gerson's corner, bro. You got that, dog.
Gerson's corner.
We'll use that as a tease, bro. Go ahead, man.
That was entertaining. In any case, I'd like to ask you guys, outside of the two finals teams, who would you say what two key players would you say had the best and worst performances of the playoffs outside of the two finals? Gerson, I'll start with you, and I'll start with her last time.
Wait, what'd you say? What was the first?
I was saying I want to know who you thought throughout this playoffs was outside of the Cavs and the Golden State Warriors. Who from another playoff team do you think played pretty damn good in this playoffs? And who do you think didn't show up when they were supposed to?
Listen, bro. Listen, dog. It's funny because there's one player that did both, dog. Blake Griffin, bro. Man was doing a triple-double on the Spurs, man. Man was balling, dog. And then when it was time to show up, it got cold as ice for the Clippers, bro. That's the one thing that
people noticed. Blake Griffin, when they were going up he was balling. He was balling in the Rocket series in the beginning too. And I don't know, he just stopped showing up because he just said fuck it or something. I don't know, man. That's a good point.
My man averaged 30% from the field and 4 points a game in the fourth quarter of that series. Boy, talk about putting a team on your back, though.
Hey, what about
Let's do the math, dog. That means that man averaged 1 point every 4 minutes, bro, for the fourth quarter, bro. What?
Hey, man, he didn't show up.
Averaged 4 points for the fourth, the entire fourth quarter, on 30% from the field, man.
I think the numbers are being skewed because in the first couple of games of the series, he wasn't getting that much rest, so he was tired. And I can remember game 6 and game 7, he actually balled in the fourth quarter.
So it's just
but
like
that's
the law of averages, dog. It's the law of averages, though. You feel me? Like, if the way I see it, bro, I don't care how tired you are. Like I told Gerson, dog, I don't think everybody gets tired, bro. Your opposition is tired, dog. Like, these niggas ain't fresh, bruh. Everybody's playing four quarters, dog.
How would you play 40-plus minutes, huh?
Bruh, Jordan. All the great players. I seen LeBron James shoot the ball 37
times. Other than LeBron.
Dog.
I said other than LeBron. Like, how many other players can you sit there and tell me that could play
40-plus
minutes just be fresh?
James Harden.
Four points, bro. We're not talking about dropping a dub in the fourth quarter when you exhausted. We're talking about 4 points, bro. We're talking about two field goals, man. Two shots, bro.
Or a shot and two free throws.
A shot and two free throws, man.
But I'm telling you, that's all I'm telling you, because there was the beginning of the series where he wasn't getting enough rest, and Doc was just killing him. And then, like, That's actually the turning point around, like, I would say the sixth game. That was when Doc was giving him rest early so he could play the fourth quarter better. I mean, I'm just doing that to back it up because I watched all games, all seven games.
Well, Herb, what about you, man? Who's your outside of the finals, your top performer of the playoffs and your underachiever of the playoffs?
My top performer of the playoffs. The top performer is Steph Curry. He's
outside of Golden State.
Oh yeah. Oh man, dog. My top performer, bro. I'm gonna say Chris Paul.
I know it's
dog.
It's hard to call a top performer out of a bunch of losers, but you know,
yeah.
It's a playoffs dog. There are some people who perform well in the playoffs. I'd say.
Nah, man. My top performer, bro, is. You know what? I'm gonna take the Gerson route. I was gonna say Chris Paul, but I'm gonna take the Gerson route, dog. It's my man James Harden, but a man who drops 45, dog, and then come back the next game and give you 13 turnovers, bro. It gotta be James Harden, dog.
Hey, but
Harden.
Hey, listen though. Honestly though, here's my problem with James Harden. I felt like that's what's just going to happen, bro. He gave him 40, bro, he was the only one on the team, bro. As much as I could say, like, I didn't believe in Houston at all, bro, at all going to the Western Conference Finals. My nigga. So it's just more like, of course they're going to lose like this, bro. And I was kind of mad. I was like, y'all had to show up against the Clippers just so y'all could get blowed out against the Warriors, bro. Why couldn't y'all just keep your head down and lose, man? That's how I felt when I was watching the Western Conference Finals. Bro.
My dog went two for 11 from the field with 13 turnovers, bro. That might be the worst stat line from the key player.
Yeah, after he dropped 45, dog, when he had the best statistical game you could almost have, right? They said that. Now, he had one of the, like, the best pure shooting percentage you could ever have, bro. Man dropped 45 on, what, 20 shots, bro, and took seven and made seven threes, bro. Took 11 threes and stuff. So, yeah, bro, and he followed that up in a closeout game with one less turnover than he had points, bro. The little B curse is real, man. He spoke L little B, bro.
people actually talking about that, man. Like, come on, man.
It's the truth, bro. It's the truth, bro. So you gonna tell me the little B curse ain't real, bro? The same game, bro. Come on, bro. That man had 13 turnovers, bro. He had 13 turnovers, bro. Come on, bro. You can't even get 13 turnovers on my player, bro. That nigga had it in real life, bro. The curse is real, bro.
I don't believe it's real.
Bro, when I saw that game, I was thinking to myself, like, damn, you know, in my mind, I was like, yeah, whoever's controlling James Harden right now is garbage, bro. Because whoever was playing with the last game ain't playing with this game, bro. That's how I thought, man. Because that man, he went from balling. I'm talking about he sat on the Warriors in that game where he put up 45. The next thing I know, next game, I'm expecting Harden to, you know, do a little slow.
Here's my problem, dog. I keep pointing at one game, bro. He wasn't balling at all.
He was balling. What are you talking about? He was balling. The first two games, he was balling.
The first two games, he was good.
He had three great games. He had one okay game, and he had one awful game, bro. The man had a good
He had two awful games, bro. Yeah. That game three, he was 3-16, bro.
But even though he was 3-16, I don't consider it awful. He had a bad shooting is not awful. You couldn't get the ball to go in the hoop, bro. He still had decent stats all the way around. So I said, okay. He still got to the free throw line, dog. Because I think that's the most game he had the most free throw. You feel me? So he had just because his shot was off doesn't mean he was awful. Game five, he was awful. That was awful. Like, there was nothing good about his game at all. Game three? It was awful in the sense that you lay an egg at home after you had two great games where you had a chance to win either game. It was both games were tough, but did you lay that egg? But no, I wouldn't say game
but
three.
But listen, hold on. Here's my problem. The first two games, he did good, but he wasn't balling.
Yes, he was balling. That doesn't make any sense, Gerson.
Gerson, in game one, it was either game one or two, he had 38 points, 11 rebounds, and 9 assists. Or maybe it was 11 assists.
If that's not balling, then I don't know what's balling.
You can't say that's not balling, bro.
Wait, hold on. He had 38.
He had 38, 11, and 9, bro. That's balling, bro.
That's balling.
Like, I watched the whole game, bro. His step back was unstoppable, bro. He was balling.
Either it was game one, then I'm thinking about when he was just like 20.
Even game one, he was balling, bro.
Game one, he went off.
Nah, man.
He went off from game one.
I'll give him 38. I don't think he went off on game one.
You know what?
I don't even have the statistics, though. So, you know what?
We watched that game.
He balled that game, bro. They just didn't win. Because we went to the bar and watched. He balled, bro. He balled that game.
Yeah.
Game two, he was balled. Game three, he ain't show up. Game five, the nigga disappeared off of planet Earth and another nigga was out there in his jersey, dog. That nigga was at home sick, bro, so he had to call his doppelganger, dog.
You know what, though? I'll give Harden this, man, because I've talked a lot of shit about Harden just because I've gotten to arguments. Like, this whole year I've been arguing that MVP shit, dog. And I've been telling people, I took the passive stance. I told people, hey, if he wins it, over Curry, I'm not mad because the man had to carry his team. But then you had niggas who were just ridiculous about how much better they thought Harden was over Curry. And, you know, I got into those arguments. So I had a little resentment toward the guy, but I gotta give Harden at least this much credit. If he played with another superstar, because he's the only star on that team, when people call Dwight Howard a superstar, I want to kick them in the nuts because they don't know what they're talking about.
No one calls him a superstar no more, but he's been lost.
Well, they shouldn't. There are some people who still – he's not even a star to me. He's just a big center who's a bitch. I can't stand the guy, bro. Like, Dwight Howard is just like – the man is just the most – like, how could – he got boxed out by Steph Curry. Should I say anything else? Honestly. This man let a freaking – Steph Curry, one of the smaller point guards in the league, box him out for an offensive rebound. Almost got the answer.
Listen, hold up. I don't like when people use that. The truth is – what's his name snuck up on him?
Doesn't matter, bro. That's on him. That means he wasn't being aware. There's nothing you can say, Gerson. If you say he let him snuck on him, that means he wasn't aware. If you say he got boxed out, even then, bro, you should be able to put your hand, grab the ball over his head. You could jump. You could, no matter how high Steph Curry could jump, who's not athletic, that athletic, you could jump. What?
You're just standing there waiting for the ball. Anyone can push you out the way and catch the ball.
Nobody. We're talking about professional athletes. You're going off of what
we're
you do.
We're talking about the sense the sense of the man was just saying, he didn't even look for the man, bro. He just sit there, like the ball coming to me. Steph Curry came out of nowhere, pushed him, and then got the ball. I give it to him, Steph Curry got it, but nonetheless, bro, it's not acting like, damn, he posted the man out. He put the bottom of
him. We're not saying he posted him up, bro. We're saying that he allowed himself, and that was a key part of the game, bro, because if he would have got that rebound, That was a 4-point game, bro. That became a 7-point swing because he passed it out through a three, dog. It went from a 4-point game to a 7-point game, dog. Those are critical moments that go unnoticed in history, dog. But that's part of the reason why they lost, because shit like that.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
Dwight Howard did a lot of things that were very completely just, you know, it just makes you wonder, like, why is this, like, this guy, like, what is he even doing on the court? You know, if James Harden was paired with someone like Anthony Davis or something, that would be a team that nobody would want to fuck with. You know what I mean? Like, if he had, like, another, like, somebody else. Like, you know, he's by himself in Houston, I consider it. I don't know how other people consider it, but Harden and then the rest of his team. I mean, you know, every other big team has somebody. You know, LeBron has Kyrie right now, even though Kyrie's been playing hurt. You know, Curry has Klay Thompson, even though Klay Thompson has shown up, you know, one game and disappeared for three games.
Here's the thing, though. As fucked up as it sounds, what's the name? Dwight Howard is still top three in centers. So all
there's only
talent,
three good centers, bro. There's only three good centers, so of course he's going to be top three, right?
Yeah.
I'm just saying, though, like... Let's not make it seem like Dwight is the
only reason. Gerson, I'm going to tell you right now, this is why you can't win with Dwight Howard, bro. Because the man
I'm not
can't
gonna say,
get
hold
to
on, hold
bucket.
On. Here's the thing, Hubby.
Let me ask you a question.
Here's the thing of my argument. As much as Dwight sucks, and I agree that he sucks, it's the whole team, bro. Except James Harden. It's the whole surrounding. They're not winners, bro. I don't understand. Nobody came to fight. Even James Harden, even when they came back in game six, James Harden wasn't the reason why they came back. It's just like the whole team, it's something about their mentality, dog. I don't know what the point of that. Dwight Howard's mentality, I think, is the mentality of the whole squad. You feel me?
But if you're starting, then no, I think, you're put like this, for you to say that, you're are you saying it because they have a city mentality, it rubs off on him, or vice versa? Because to me, it's clear, it's vice versa, that he has a pussy-ass mentality, which rubs on all the rest
of the
team.
I mean, I don't know. What do you expect when your starting shooting guard is Dwight? I mean, your starting power forward is Josh Smith. And your center.
But that's the thing, though. There's nothing pussy about Josh Smith. That's the problem. He's too confident. That's the problem.
Listen, hold up. If Josh Smith played in the post more,
you're
going to
tell me that Trevor Ariza is a champion. There's nothing quitter about Trevor Ariza. Corey Brewer is a two-time champion in college. He's not a quitter, bro. Patrick Beverly is a quitter. Jason Terry, are you serious? It's Dwight Howard, dog. They can't be, because at the end of the day, bro, they're good role players. There's no bitch on. They have a lot of rough riders on their team, not to quote Stephen A. Smith or whatever, dog. Jason Terry ain't nothing bitch about Jason Terry. There's nothing definitely bitch about Patrick Beverly. The most bitch-made player on that team is Prigioni, bro, and he's not even bitch-made, bro. He's feisty. He's a European. He has to fight for everything. So, to me, that doesn't add up, that argument. Are you James Harden? Yes. Dwight Howard, yes. Problem is, those are your two best players on the team, dog.
If your two leaders are people that don't have, you know, that tough mentality or whatever, you're just going to see it in everybody, dog. Like I said, I've never seen them as much as James Harden dragged them to the number two seed, but I didn't believe in them.
Finals, dog. At the end of the day, we let narratives clout his reality, dog. He led a team, bro. He has a lot of good pieces around him, dog. He didn't carry anybody, bro. Like, Yeah. This team came back from 19 down against a prohibitive favorite, bruh. They had a what? So obviously the team ain't that bad, dog.
Yeah, it's not.
No, I know that.
It's
I just think
Harden just needs, you know, maybe not to get rid of Dwight Howard. I just think, you know, if they gave him, because, you know, it's hard. Harden did a lot by himself this year. I won't say by himself, but he put the team on his back a lot.
Okay, listen, hold up. All right. Wait, sorry. Let's put it like this. Remember how Chris Bosh almost went over this?
Yeah.
You think Chris Bosh would have did something to make him? I mean, all things coming all around, say Chris Bosh never hurt. And since you believe that he need another all-star on his side, you think Chris Bosh would have helped him get over the hump?
You know, I mean, that's all speculation. I'll say this. If they did have Chris Bosh, they probably still would have lost to the Warriors, but it probably would have been a much more entertaining series. I'll say that much. Chris Bosh will help any team out. I won't downplay him at all. But that's a good question. I don't know. What do you think, Herb? They really got Bosh. How much of a difference do you think Bosh makes on the Rockets?
Oh, it makes a hell of a difference, dog, because here's two things. One, you got a definite guy that can score when James Bosh is on the bench or when he's on the court. Two, you get more space because you got to honor the man's shot, whether it's a layup or it's a three-point. The man can make any shot from the post all the way to the three-point. Three, it makes me watch the game, and it makes it more aesthetically pleasing because I don't got to watch that bum-ass nigga Dwight Howard try to do a post move, dog. So just all around, as a fan, as an analyst, bro, it's much better, dog.
Oh,
like,
man.
Wait, hold on. You think they would have put Chris Bosh at the center?
No, but he would never have to.
They wouldn't. They wouldn't have Dwight Howard.
They would never ever run a post play for Dwight Howard, bro, because there would be no reason to.
Bro,
they would never
watching
run a post
Dwight
play, ever.
Howard in the post makes you want to cry, dog. It's
cringeful, dog. I feel bad for him sometimes. I'm at that point where I feel bad for him, dog, because I know,
you
know, it's not gonna go in.
The other day, I was on one of my breaks from work. I was just looking at old basketball highlights. So I was looking at Hakeem Olajuwon and his Rockets. No, I was watching the series between them and Orlando, and just watching how Hakeem Olajuwon just destroyed Shaq in that finals, bro. And I'm watching this man in the post, and I'm thinking to myself, like, man, sad as the post is slowly, the post game is slowly, like, you know, at least being, you know, reduced. It's kind of like the running backs in football. It's like the post game is just, you know, being quieted currently, at least right now. You know, it's looking like, you know, this is more of a shooting league. I mean, three-point shooting is at an all-time high. And it's crazy to see how awesome it was to watch, like, the old-school basketball guys in the post, you know what I'm saying, when not everything was a foul and guys actually had to do moves to get the basket. It was just – and when you watch Dwight Howard, it's just like, damn, bro, did Hakeem Olajuwon just give up? Like, when he went – because they say he went to go train with him. I mean, I have a hard time – I mean, maybe Dwight Howard just doesn't practice. So I don't know. You would think he would have learned something from Hakeem.
You know what it is, dog? Before, like – I'm sorry. I got to go. Before I go – I'm going to go on my tangent before Gerson goes on his, bro. This is what happened, bro. He was a number one pick. And all we've ever heard was that he's the best center in basketball. And at a time, he was. You feel me? Me, personally, I would always take Yao Ming, especially in the day and age right now where you could – it's so much space. Is at the end of the day, dog, you could find a great rim protector, bro. There's plenty of great rim protectors, dog. I don't want to pay him $20 million a year, bro, if he can only protect the rim and rebound, bro. Like, the fuck? Hassan Whiteside already has a better post game than Dwight Howard, bro. Already. And his shit is ass, dog. But I've seen him make a turnaround hook shot, bro, consistently more than I see Dwight Howard, who's been in the league since 2004. We over evaluate what he did when he took the Magic to the finals. I got into an argument with Gerson about it the other day. I went and looked up that team. That team was fucking loaded, dog. All I hear is he carried the Magic to the finals. Did he really carry the all-star Hedo Turkoglu or all-star Rashad Lewis, the best Jameer Nelson he's ever? Marcin
was on the... That was a good Magic team when you put it like that, man.
Exactly. Marcin was so good. The team was so loaded. Marcin Gortat was on the bench. He was on the bench. And don't forget about J.J. Redick. J.J. Redick was drafted to the Magic. Like, the team was loaded. That team was so loaded, and they only finals once. And the only reason they got to the finals because KG got hurt in the first round that same playoff year. You're going to line up the Magic, the Cavs, and you expect the Cavs to beat them with Delonte West? Are you serious?
Yeah, all they had was that LeBron game-winning shot that series. That was it. That was like
that's
the highlight
it. That's
of the Cavs
that
for
was
that whole
it,
series.
And it had to take a game-winning shot for them not to get swept, bro, because the Magic was so loaded, dog. So he's been coasting off of that just the entire his career, dog. He's not a max player. He's not a $20 million player because – even if you want to say he's a max player for that, I will never, ever in my heart allow somebody to tell me that he's a great player, dog. What great player can't get you a bucket? Like, that's why James Harden had to work so hard because he knows that when he go on the bench, everything is done because he can't get you a bucket. He can't keep you a lead, dog, because he can't make one fucking post move to get a two-foot bucket, man.
Yeah, Dwight Howard is just, I think you said everything you needed to say.
No, if anybody tells me Dwight Howard's great, I will fight that to the day I die, bro, as long as I live, dog, period.
Yeah. And Gerson, you know what, man, you go ahead, man, you let it all out, man, on the Clippers.
Hold
man.
On, I got to give Gerson the intro. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. It's time for Gerson's Corner.
I'm going to try to find some music for you, Gerson. Real shit.
I'm about to get in this terrible disappointment that the Clippers been. If there's any Clippers fan out there, I feel sorry.
Get him, Gerson. Get him, nigga. Get him.
Bet you've been going your whole life as a Clipper fan. I'm sorry. Listen. Everybody wants to get on Chris Paul. Believe that he's the leader of the team. I believe that Chris Paul is the smartest player on the team. Naturally give you the respect of everybody. But I truly, watching his playoffs, believe that now is to the point where that Blake Griffin is the leader of the team. It's just that he don't want to step up, man. He's the better player. Chris Paul just the smarter player.
Feel
me? And,
man, don't do it, Gerson. Roast them niggas, man. Get in their ass, bro.
Get them, Gerson. Get them.
Doc ain't shit. Everybody want to sit there and tell me that Doc is one of the best coaches in the league. But I just sat there and I thought about it. He was a loser. He was losing in Orlando.
Ooh.
And then when he got the buzzer, he was losing until he got the big three. He got three Hall of Famers, and he got a ring. And it's hard to lose when you have three Hall of Famers on your team, bro. So when he got to the Clippers, I gave him a pass for 1 year. And 1 year when, you know, they went to the playoffs and the owner showed out or whatnot, you feel me? And last year passed. I was like, this year, they got to go somewhere. They definitely got to go somewhere. They got to at least go to the Western Conference Finals. They have a team of 3-1, bro. 3-1.
And what happened?
All they
have
to do
what
is hit the nail in the coffin, man. Just put them in the coffin, bro, and put the nail in it, and they couldn't do it, bro. You allow your team to lose 3 games straight. They're not one of the best coaches in the league. I'm sorry, Doc. You have been kicked out of the top three. Blake, man, he just really – you know what? He did his best LeBron James oppression of 2011 finals, man. That man choked hard. He choked like a porno star. Deep throating, bro. That's what
deep
he did, throat, bro.
Nigga.
You
choked like your deep throat, nigga.
No
gag, reflex, nigga.
Oh my goodness, man! It's just amazing to me, dog. And everybody want to put it on the shoulders of Chris Paul, when all he has is noise. Everybody, they don't want it, bro. They not hungry enough, bro. You watch Chris Paul, man. That man about to punch somebody on the court, dog. Man always have the fire, bro. And you just don't see it in Blake Griffin, man. Until Blake Griffin get that, Clippers will never be. The talent that they have will never show, bro. It'll never show. No one will ever respect them until Blake Griffin get that fire and show it out, man. Like, he's triple. Outside of LeBron James, he's the best physical. Like, he got everything,
prospect,
man.
Specimen, yeah.
Yeah.
Athletic now, freak, yep.
And outside of LeBron James, who else, bro? The man's a beast. He had triple. He showed up, and I was scared of that, too. I was thinking about that. I was like, my worst fear is that the fact that they beat the Spurs, they beat the champions, they feel all nice, and they don't even try against Houston. Which they tried, and then they just sat there just like, oh, we got this. We 3-1, we good, bro. And then we Gucci, and then they just didn't show up, dog. And they just couldn't finish. It's just ridiculous, man. It robbed me of a great Western Conference final, bro. That's how I feel, dog.
I mean, the Clippers would have definitely matched up better against Golden State. From a matchup perspective, that's the style. That's Hagler Hearns right there, man. Golden State and the Clippers. So that would have been an interesting matchup.
And you know the funny thing, though? A funny thing about it, I was just like, basically, they're the same teams, the Rockets and the Warriors, bro. They're the same team, just that the Rockets got worse talent, bro. All based off of Steph Curry's offense and what he's going to do, dish it out. It's the same way with the Rockets, bro. But, you know, what you expect, bro? Everybody seen it was 4-5. You feel me? I mean... I'm just so shocked, man. And there's a lot more, bro, and I got to get all LeBron, bro. I don't believe LeBron's great. I don't believe...
Time out.
Wait, hold on. Let me rephrase that.
Stop.
Stop. You're slowing me down. My point is, him going to the finals this year was the most... This nigga skated, bruh. This nigga
skated,
dog.
It's people like you that just made me sick, bro. Just say, you know what? I don't like LeBron James, bro. This all
so
you have to say. Don't hide behind excuses, dog.
Here's my point, bro. Tell me what year he could have went to the finals without Wade. Without Wade and Bosh in the previous
2007, bro. He already did it. Like, why are you trying to take shit away from him, dog? This is literally the opposite, bro. In the past four years, the pick and choose was so easy this year. Pick and choose, bro. You do not get to pick and choose when you talk about his history, dog. You can't pick and choose.
Don't say, I'm just talking about the past four years. No, fuck that.
You're not.
Whatever, dog. Hey, whatever, bro. You know what? Whatever, dog. He's gonna go to the finals 5 straight times and lose 3. But he's going to be the greatest player ever, right?
That's true.
He's going to go to the finals 5 straight times and lose 3, right?
Here's the common denominator. He is, bro. That means he's the one that brought them there, dog. You're not going to pick
him. He didn't bring them there. Wait, first of all, he didn't bring them there the first year.
Who's in the finals, him or the Heat? He still is. The Heat aren't, bro. Don't take shit away from that man, bro.
I don't give a shit. What you gotta do is go to the final 5 times and lose 3. Wow.
And
he would
lose He would lose the finals to Magic Johnson, bro. So what?
Hey, Gerson, you can't.
Gerson,
I feel you. Gerson, I feel you, bro. But, I mean, I dislike LeBron heavily. As a player, I don't know the guy personally, obviously. I guess this must be how Jordan paid.
Hey, hold on. Look at the record. People not even counting his first. Which is most people don't. They want to sit there and say, "Oh, I'm not going to count his first."
So
year,
if you say everybody counts,
but look at the total year. It's going to be 2 out of 6, bro.
It's going to be 2 out of 5. What are you talking about, bro? This is set finals. That's mathematically impossible, Gerson.
He got 2 wins out of 6. That's what I'm saying. If he loses,
so okay. So he got 2 out of 6, Gerson. So my thing is this, dog. Why does this hurt you? Like, what does this matter, bro? He got to the finals, dog. Who did Jordan really play to get to the finals? The Knicks? What do you fucking do, nigga?
I bet none of the times he went to the finals has been easier than what LeBron did this year. I bet that.
Dog,
I bet that.
The man had one final loss that you can point to him, bro. He was the best player on the entire court, and he lost in 5 games last year, dog. Your team
what
didn't
you
show
mean?
Up, bro.
What
so,
you
so
mean,
he,
dog?
So,
that
so
shit never happened. Hold up. That shit never happened.
He
showed up last
year? 2011.
2011. Did he show up? Did he show
That's
up in 2011?
That's why I said you have one. So why was he
in 07? Wait, hold up. And in 07, he was having them open to get jump shots. Did he make them?
Did he make them in 07? Bro, whoa. So you're going to compare.
Did they make them in 07?
So who was the finals MVP of both the championship teams? Was it D-Wade? Was
it Tim
Bob?
It don't matter, bro. Who was D-Wade?
What about Shane Battier? I'm not sure. Was it Shane Battier? It might have been Shane Battier. Nah, my bad. It was Udonis Haslem. No, it was LeBron James, bro. He lost with his 2011 MVP.
He was balling. That nigga bitched out completely in 2011.
What about the other two years?
Okay, bro? Then, bro. Whatever you got to say, hold up. He got a 6 and only went 2, Herbie. Whoop-de-doo, nigga. Fine, dog.
Okay,
great legacy, bro.
I don't like LeBron James. I'm a natural born hater. I hate how much praise he gets, and I don't think he's that good because I'm a fucking contrarian, dog. But don't deny the man.
Listen, hold up. I don't care, Herbie. I'm just saying.
If you don't care, then it shouldn't even bother you, dog.
Listen, don't tell me that the man's just great, like he just beat great teams. He beat great players to get to the NBA Finals.
Yeah, but
Gerson,
he has no control over that, bro.
I'm going to shut Gerson out his whole set. What great team in the West did Magic Johnson have to play for an entire decade? He had the best three players on his team. Name me the team in the West that he had to get through.
He still had to beat
in the West.
Was it
in the West?
Was it? Here's the problem.
You can't even name them, bro.
I don't know the history. The West was awful.
All the good teams were in the East, and they beat each other up to make it to the finals, dog. There was no team in the West. That's why he got there the fucking 9 times, dog. Like
At the end of the day, Herbie, what you're saying is true. The West was so bad that he went to the championship his rookie year, dog.
That's how bad the West was. He made it to the finals his rookie year. There was nobody in the West. He literally went from college,
won
a championship.
He beat the best team in the East, Herbie.
What was the best team in the East? There was only one good team, and that was the freaking Birds. They're like, Gerson, at the end of the day, dog, you're talking about how he made it to the finals, bro. We're talking about that Magic Johnson had even an easier time going to the finals all the time, dog.
He had an easier time. I gave you that he got easier, bro.
So why is it okay for Magic and not okay for LeBron?
Okay, here's the point with LeBron. He's gotta go to six, bro. He only won two. You won't see the winning. Like, even though you sit there and tell me, oh, he had an easier time to them, and I'm only pointing out this year. I'm not pointing out the other years. I didn't say, oh, his whole career has been easy to get to the finals. No, I didn't. I'm just pointing out this year. That's the only one I'm pointing out, bro.
You can't control that, bro. You don't even remember all the times with Jordan. Jordan might have an easier time, bro, but you don't remember that because history doesn't care about that,
dog. History doesn't care about that, dog. I guarantee Magic had an easier time.
Like, Magic had an easier time, bro.
Hold up, what did I tell you? But he still beat the best team in the East, bro.
They got destroyed by the Bulls, dog. Who do they have to play to get there, bro?
Huh?
When they got destroyed by the Bulls,
I don't know who was there, bro. I don't know way back then.
Doesn't care about that, dog. Do you get there or do you not get there, bro?
The history only cares about the winners, Garrison.
History only cares about the winners, dog. Like, you can't even think of that. Now you got to go. Now what you're going to do. You're going to go on Google, go on your phone, then you're going to come back like a couple of days later.
Hold on, listen. This is how much I don't care. I'm not going to do it, bro. I'm not going to do all that. Why bring it up?
If you're bringing it up and you don't care, that means you're being a hater, dog. You just hate it. You hate it.
It's not even because I'm a hater. Listen, hold on. It's not even because of I'm a hater or whatever. But even with what you pointed out, that's what I thought about. I always thought about Magic when he was going to the finals or whatever. When he went to five, like, he must have an easy role, brother. Go 9 straight years. It must be easy. But at the end of the day, bro, he still won 5 out of the 9 times.
Yeah, because he had the greatest center of all time. He had James Worthy, dog.
What did LeBron do when Kareem got hurt? He dropped 40. And what did LeBron do
when he had an equal Hall of Famer talent, bro? He won 2 championships, bro. Like, he won, bro, with the guy.
He won 2 championships, bro.
And he was the best player to win
two championships, bro. Okay,
so,
bro.
So, my thing
okay.
is this.
Listen,
that,
listen.
You're telling, you're
Wait,
telling
hold
me.
Hold
listen,
listen,
listen, listen,
listen.
Can I make this, okay. I make this one point? If you got the audacity to say yes, then we're going to get off the phone and we'll never have basketball conversation. You're going to tell me that Magic Johnson would win against the 07 Spurs, who were loaded with Delonte West. Fucking that Cavs team. You telling me Magic Johnson will pull that off, dog? If you could honestly in your heart say yes, brother, then that means there's no point of arguing anymore. Say it, Gerson. Let the people hear you say yes, bro. I double dog dare you, dog. I dare you.
Gerson, if you say yes, I'm going to have to delete this episode, man.
Wait, hold on. This is the only thing I'm going to say. I'm going to say, no, he wouldn't win, but he would have performed better than LeBron did.
No, he wouldn't have, bro, because he's not a better player than LeBron. So how would he perform better, dog? Like,
what,
that makes
you
no
talking
sense.
About 07 LeBron?
07 LeBron, yes. 07
LeBron,
dog.
07 LeBron is not as good as LeBron now. You can't tell me 07 LeBron is better than
07 LeBron is better than Magic Johnson has ever been
no,
in his
he's
life.
Not,
he's
bro.
A
no,
better shooter.
No, I'm sorry.
He... Oh, now you're gonna say LeBron James wasn't a better shooter than Magic Johnson, dog? You're out of your fucking mind, bro.
In '07,
yes, bro. Yes, 07.
No.
Magic Johnson never had a shot.
First of all, unlike Magic. Magic had no problems getting in the post, getting playing. He won his championship playing center, bro.
Oh, my God,
bro. He had no problem getting in the post. Remember what they said about LeBron? Before then, he didn't like getting in the post.
Oh, my God.
He didn't like
you
playing
see
in
how
the
ridiculous?
Post.
You see how ridiculous? You're reaching. We call that reaching where I'm from, Gerson. It's called reaching, bro. You're reaching, bro. Yeah, when you,
LeBron,
when you just grab shit out of the air, when you grab shit out of the air to support your case, that's literally reaching. That's what you're doing right now. You're reaching,
whatever you say, but all I know is before Magic Johnson won his first championship playing San Diego.
Gerson, dog, just stop, bro.
That's all I know, dog.
We lost all credibility, bro. Thanks to you, bro. We lost all credibility, dog. We lost all credibility, bro. We just lost all our viewers, bro.
I played the game and the center dropped 40 and 12, bro. That's all I knew, bro.
But guess who, bro? Who they played that rookie year? Who they played, bro? Who was this nigga they dropped? You think Magic Johnson would drop 40 in the post against David Robinson? David Robinson and fucking Tim Duncan. You think Magic Johnson would do that? Are you serious, bro? Do you even do you think about that? Did you even think about that? Yes.
Wait, hold on. You telling me David Robinson was on the team in 07?
Bro, yes. Bro, what are you talking about, bro? The nigga didn't. Bro,
you don't remember the Apple, man? Come on, man.
Huh?
Oh,
you don't remember Apple
on the team in 07?
Even if he wasn't, it's still Tim Duncan, dog. Like, you think Magic Johnson going to drop 40? You going to – Magic Johnson going to drop –
I'm saying Magic Johnson would have been – Magic Johnson wouldn't have looked like a bitch. That's all I'm saying.
He looked like a bitch in 07? When? How?
How?
How? Go look up his stats. Nigga bald. He just – nobody else did. What are you talking about, bro?
Yeah, no one's
he acting like the man averaged 10 points a game or something, 15. What are you talking about, bro?
You know, the funny thing is, what people got to realize about that 2011 finals, that 2011 finals for LeBron, is that nigga was reliving his nightmare against the Spurs, bro. And it was a nightmare because the man did everything he could in those four games, and there was nothing he could do because it's a 5-on-5 sport when you're on the court, bro. If it's 1-on-5, bro, you're going to lose, bro.
You're going to lose, dog.
Before Jordan had Pippen, before they got Rodman, before, you know, Phil Jackson came and changed the entire culture of that team, Jordan was dropping games in the playoffs where he was putting up 40, 50 points, bro.
Putting up 60
points,
dog, and they losing in fucking five games, bro.
Still
losing. Putting up 60 against the Celtics, losing in five, losing in six, bro. So why is that argument good enough for Jordan? Why is that good for everybody else that's not good enough for LeBron? That's why I don't understand the lack of consistency in that argument, dog.
Why, because you don't like him?
That's
2011 when he had the chance to show up, he did it, Herb. That's what he showed. That shit would have never happened. Kobe, anyone that was great, bro. And it did happen. But Gerson, I'm about to shut him down.
So what happened when Kobe got his ass kicked about in 08 by the Celtics, bro? He didn't have a good series, bro.
Did he look like LeBron? No, he didn't.
What do you mean look like LeBron, bro? He got his ass kicked. He had a bad series, bro. He got his ass kicked. And what about the next 2 years, dog? What about the next 2 years, Gerson? What about the next 3 years, bro?
I told you. All that shit you about to say is all good, bro, until he had the spotlight on him and he bitched up.
And then he had three years to prove himself. Did he not win the next two championships? Did he not ball out but everybody else fell apart on him? And the third one? Like, why are you picking and choosing, dog?
Listen, it just showed his nature. That's all it showed. That's all I'm pointing out to. That's cool, Gerson. All I'm saying is that
you can't count him. You can't say, oh, he went against a better team, but you talk about, oh, he's going to be 2-6. Nobody would have beat that 07 Spurs team, bro. They won it 4. They won a championship for a reason. The Pistons would have lost. But he got to take an L on that one. If he loses this one, bro, I feel like he has a better chance. But if he loses, he loses. He loses to a better team, bro. At the end of the day, a better team's going to win, dog.
Right.
All six
the
Jordan
team
teams were better teams, bro. All six Jordan teams were better teams, bro.
Those are great teams, bro. You can make your point. I was going to add in that I think people. I mean, even though the East was only really the Bulls, the Pacers, and the Knicks back then, and a few other teams that used to pop up, you know, the Pistons here and there. I got to say, man, those finals teams, those Western teams that lost to those Jordan teams, though, man, there were some great Western Conference teams that just never got a ring because of Jordan, bro. Like, it's Hakeem Olajuwon and those Rockets teams with Kenny the Jet Smith and Clyde Drexler and all them boys, those teams took advantage of that. But, man, like, those Utah Jazz teams, bro, I mean, Jordan went up against some great teams in the finals, and so is LeBron. I mean, we're living in the moment because, years from now when people talk about the past, that people are going to say that the Spurs team that LeBron beat in 2013, that's going to go down as an all-time great. The team after came, people are saying that Spurs team that won last year might be an all-time great team. I mean, I don't know how. I mean, you know, it's funny to look back in hindsight, but if the Cavs do lose, which we should be getting to that right now, if the Cavs do lose to the Golden State Warriors, if they win, they're going to go down as an all-time great team, this team this year. This is a team we could see like 5 years from now in 2K. And, you know, considering that we are kind of on the topic, finals prediction, guys. Herb, what you think about the NBA finals, man?
About the NBA finals? Honestly, dog, it's such a good matchup, but at the same time, and everybody's been saying it, and it's the truth, dog, Kyrie has to be healthy. Kyrie has to be 100%. They're already underdogs, but the fact that he is so, quote-unquote, not 70, 75, whatever the hell he said, dog. At the end of the day, bro, he has to be at his best. You feel me? Like, because the second team, it's all about the second team, bro.
Yep.
It's all about the second team, dog. And you know that Golden State second team could get buckets without Steph Curry or Klay Thompson on the court. Klay Thompson could get buckets. Draymond Green could get buckets. Harrison Barnes could get buckets. Sean Livingston could drive and get buckets. You feel me? Like, J.R. Smith could get his own buckets, but he can't pass the ball. There's nobody on that second team with the Cavs to pass. This is why they run such a short rotation. You feel me? Like, and that's why LeBron has to play so many minutes. This man was exhausted against the Hawks. The Hawks are not nearly as deep as the Warriors, bro. So Kyrie has to be healthy for them to have a chance, as far as I'm concerned, because he'll literally run himself into the ground trying to play as much minutes where they can have plenty of time to rest. You feel me? So it's an interesting situation. And then on top of that, I'll say this. The Cavs won't have as many second-chance opportunities as they did against the Hawks. You're not rebounding over Andrew Bogut as easy as it is to rebound over Al Horford and Paul Millsap. You feel me? So you're not going to get second-chance points and stuff like that. You feel me? So they got to really make the best of.
Well, here's the thing, Herbie. I really think Tristan Thompson over Draymond Green on getting the rebound. What do you think
about
that?
We're talking about consistently for a whole series, bro. We're talking about a whole series, bro. Like, we're talking about a whole series, bro. You feel me? Like, nigga, one game fucking Andrew Bogut had 14 rebounds by halftime last series, dog. It's not just Draymond Green, bro. You have
but
Andrew
you're
Bogut
going
too.
Against Dwight Howard, though.
Yes, bro. Dwight Howard, a historically great rebounder, bro. This Tristan
yeah,
Thompson.
That's one thing he is.
That nigga still got, that boy still
Dwight
got similar, like, man.
Dwight Howard is 6'10". It will actually be.
So why did they get rebounds before, bro? Never stopped him.
What
did that do with anything, bro? Did that ever stop him, bro?
Hey, man, Gerson, you a funny dude, man. Gerson, you can play it all kinds of man.
Wait, hold on.
Gerson just be
all
saying
is,
shit, man.
Wait, hold on. No, Gerson, if you watch that series, Dwight Howard had no chance. That's
doing,
why
bro, it's all relative, dog. Tristan Thompson looked like such a beast because he was going against Al Horford, bro. Al Horford
isn't the thing.
He's
Al
all finesse, man.
Say,
Al Horford and Paul Millsap are finesse players.
They're
man.
Finesse,
no way,
bro.
You know what I'm saying?
What you were saying is right, but what changed my mind, what made me, like, really think about their rebounding and whatnot is when they did that against the Bulls. And not with Paul Gasol. I'm talking about with Todd Gibson.
It's Todd Gibson. Taj Gibson and Joe Wooten, you can't say Noah, bro. Noah has never been the same player, bro, ever since ankle surgery, dog. Nigga couldn't even make
a
layup.
He could still get rebounds, Herbie. That's literally what he was good for, bro.
He couldn't do anything offensively because his fucking feet were fucked up, which means he couldn't get in position to rebound either, bro.
He was still getting rebounds before then, Herb.
Gerson, bro, all relative, bro, in the regular season or in the playoffs where it's actually really when niggas are really fighting for rebounds, dog. Like,
I know he didn't have no trouble in the first round.
Against Milwaukee, bro? Are you serious, bro?
Name the center on Milwaukee, bro.
Huh? What does that have to do with rebounding, bro?
I mean, they were playing dirty. They were playing big, bro.
Nah, this nigga don't even know what he's talking about no more, Rod. Just say
it. Gerson, you know what? We're just going to stop talking about what we're talking about right now. And we're going to continue the original discussion, which is, Gerson, who do you think is going to win in the finals? How about we do that,
You know what? Listen, I really believe Golden State will win, but I'm not throwing Cavs out completely.
No one with a mind is going to do that, bro. The Cavs, I have two ways this is going to go, in my opinion. But go ahead.
I was going to say, I really hope it's quick, bro. I really hope it's like five games, Warriors, but that's it, bro. I would love it to be quick because I'm done with this NBA season, but next year, Heat, all that other stuff. But, I mean, listen, man, the only reason this is toss-up is because I don't know if them boys get to hit their shots, bro, because no one could beat Golden State. They're making their shots,
so
that's about it. But it should be Golden State in five or six.
I don't think it's going to be Golden State in five, man. I think people are underestimating. Well, you know, I guess the people who are for Golden State, they might be underestimating Cleveland a little bit. I think, like Herb said, Herb brought the most important point up, and that's Kyrie Irving. It's just like Klay Thompson. It's like the Warriors are not going to beat the Cavs without Klay Thompson, at least in my opinion. Even though they have a really good overall team. And plus, I don't know, man. It is just me, y'all. And maybe I'm just overreacting or just looking too far into it. But after Steph Curry hit his head, granted, the game where he came back, I expected him not to play well. But in game six against the Rockets, Steph played decently, but he had a really terrible shooting game. And, Klay really carried most of the team in that game before he got hurt with his own head injury. I'm sure Curry will be back, but I would say that I think the Cavs are gonna give the Warriors a tough time. I actually think the Cavs match up pretty good against the Warriors. They have guys that I mean Shumpert is pretty much an elite defender. They got guys that they can put on at least one of the Splash Brothers. They'll probably put Shumpert on maybe Curry, or maybe they'll put like LeBron on Klay and Shumpert on Curry. Like, they have defensive matches that they can use to slow down their two best players. So I don't know. I think the series can go seven games, bro. I think it might take the Warriors seven games to beat the Cavs. I'm not saying that they will need it, but I think that's as far as it's gonna go. And if the Cavs do have what it takes to pull through, I think the Cavs will take it in six. The Cavs won't take the series in seven games.
I think they'll take the Cavs six games.
What's up?
Here's the problem, bro. I don't believe. It's mostly this. I don't believe that the Cavs defense can do well against Golden State's offense. That's the problem, bro. I don't give a shit what the. Like, they got everybody to shoot outside of Bogut, bro. Everybody can shoot, dog. So.
Yeah, I mean, Golden State offense.
If Klay dropping daggers like he normally do, like, if. I don't believe anyone gonna stick on Klay like that, bro. Like, the best defenders can't stick on Klay, bro. You think. Shumpert is not elite. Shumpert is up there, but he's not.
Yeah, I was gonna say he was on the verge. It's like,
so,
he's on the verge.
Wait a minute,
being elite perimeter defender.
Hold on. So Tony Allen didn't have a really good game this series against Clay Thompson, bro. You gonna say that, bro? You serious?
Huh? Hold on. Here's the problem. They don't play.
Clay Thompson got it right the whole season, that whole series. What you talking about, bro?
Huh?
Clay Thompson
The only game Clay Thompson actually did play well against the Grizzlies was the game where
we're talking about Curry. I'm not talking about Clay. Everybody knows as good as Clay is, Curry is the man.
That's fine, bro. Put it like this. What's going to happen?
Wait. You're telling me you expect JR and Amon Shumpert to do what Tony Allen and Mike Conley
do? All you have to do is fight through screens, bro. Like, defense is effort, dog. That's all it is effort, bro.
But you see how
hard it was for Kyle Korver to get any shots off that whole series, bro? Series is like, it's just on or anybody.
Korver or any level of Curry and I like Curry.
Not Curry. We're not talking about Curry, bro. We're talking about purely Kyle Korver, dog. They play the same way. The only difference is that Klay Thompson could put the ball on the court, bro, at times when he wants to, dog. That's the only difference. All you have to do is not cheat on the screens, bro. That's all that Tony Allen did, bro. And he took Klay Thompson out the fucking game, dog. Mike Conley, they didn't even cheat, bro.
My point is you like them to do that, Cleveland to do what?
I'm telling you that it's possible. I'm not saying that they can't. I'm saying that they're longer and they're just as athletic as Tony Allen. Like, you're going to tell me that Amon Shumpert isn't a bigger Tony Allen, bro, with size and length? Are you going to tell me that, bro?
And he can actually shoot.
I don't believe it. Here's the thing. It's not because this is the first time I got to see Shumpert do something, actually look good. He did. He showed glimpses in New York, but he was always getting injured.
We're talking about just defense. We're not talking about the caliber of player.
Defense
is the game within the game, dog. It's the shit that you do when you got back screen and you got cutting, bro. How you adjust to that, dog? You don't see that, bro.
Hold up. I understand what you're saying, huh? I'm just saying I got to see. I don't believe their defense is good enough. That's my point. I didn't say they couldn't. I just said, I don't believe it. I got to see it to sit there and
say
that.
That's fine, dog. It's just basically all we're saying is that they have the size to match up and make the shots tougher. Because at the end of the day, Klay Thompson can shoot over Tony Allen. Stephen Curry can shoot over Mike Conley, bro. It's going to be harder to do that against. And then on top of that, you know if they're close games, LeBron is going to be on Steph Curry. LeBron is not going to be across
LeBron
by Steph Curry.
Out Steph Curry, though.
Yes, he can, bro. I wholeheartedly believe he could do that, dog. Because LeBron, he has to shoot over LeBron James, dog. LeBron James is the only player that has the size, speed, and strength and feet work to get up under you. All these dudes, they're afraid to let Steph Curry go by him, so they got to be like, damn, either let him cross me up, go by me, get a layup, or shit, just get Jade on, bro. You can't do that to LeBron James.
Hold up.
Hey, it's true, though. Think about what to do against Curry.
I just don't believe it. I want to see that for myself to sit there and be like, that's one of the things that I'm like, I don't think LeBron can guard.
My thing is this. If Derrick Rose can't blow past LeBron James, and that's what I'm trying to tell you, is that he's not going to give Steph Curry space, dog. He has no reason to because he knows he can't blow past him. So you'll never give him space.
Yeah. The thing is,
Rose don't have the handling that Steph Curry.
Yes, he does, bro. He has Yes, he does, bro.
Every time I see Derrick Rose, all he's doing is running to the rim, bro.
Oh my God, bro. That's part of handles, Gerson.
Gerson, dog.
You thinking they're running with the ball in their hands, bro, not putting it on the floor, and I'm just running, hey, look at me, yeah, no, nigga. You got to dribble to get to the hoop, dog.
Here's the thing. What her saying is that LeBron is. I totally agree, bro. LeBron is. If LeBron guards Curry, Curry's gonna have a tough time. But and that's because LeBron is gonna stick to the man like Luke. But the one thing Curry is really good at doing, especially if the team sets the right, you know, sets some good screens. All Curry needs is half a second, bro. If the
that's
the
all
man,
he needs, dog.
Like this. The thing if LeBron guards Curry, Curry's gonna have to play him like when Conley was playing him. It's just a matter of he's just gonna have to hit tough shots. You know what I mean? And Curry can do that. That's the thing. Like even you know, Kobe was saying that, you know, Curry is like him in the sense that Curry likes to make the shots that coaches want you to take. You know, like Curry's gonna have to hit step back threes, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like against LeBron guarding him, Curry's gonna have to run through three screens. And even when he takes the shot, LeBron's hand's probably going to be covering his face. You know what I mean?
Listen,
so Curry's going to have to make those kind of shots. You know what I mean?
Listen, I'm not saying that LeBron is not going to be tough. Like, I see it, bro. It's going to be tough. But I don't like the matchup in the sense of LeBron. Like, what LeBron did to Tony Allen, I don't see that happening to Steph Curry.
How? When he's a better defender than Tony Allen with size, bro.
No, Tony Parker. I mean, the way that LeBron took out Tony Parker, I don't see him taking out Steph Curry.
Why though? Look at the games that Steph Curry has had Chris Paul. Chris Paul dominated those games defensively. It's just that Steph Curry happened to make incredible shots, and that just ruined everything Chris Paul did the whole game, bro. On two occasions, dog.
Well, we know. Wait, hold up. We already
know. You're
going to
tell me that Chris Paul has literally. That's Chris Paul. Like, if Chris Paul could do it, there's no way in the world LeBron James can't do it, bro. That's the part I'm trying to say. It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't add up.
No, I'm just saying, in the simple fact that he won a race. That's all I'm saying. What you're saying is absolutely correct. But going off of Steph Curry's skill or whatnot, like Tony Allen, bro, he relies on skill screens. He relies. I think Tony Allen is just a nigga that. I mean, Tony Parker is just a nigga that. Right when he get the screen, he runs to the rim and all that. He don't try to shoot or whatnot. Like I can see Steph Curry doing a step back on LeBron James.
And that's
and
cool.
Whatnot.
What we're saying is that that's what they want, bro. They prefer a hard shot. That's
right.
If you make the shot, doesn't mean I didn't play good defense, dog. You just made the shot.
I'm not saying you didn't play good defense. I just don't see him. Like I said, like
yeah, but here's the difference though. Curry has to hit those shots when he, you know what I mean? Like
because
he was able to hit those shots.
Not to hit him?
No, I'm not saying he's not. I'm just saying, but you know, at the end of the day, jump shooting, just like anything in life, it's not guaranteed it's going to go. Even if it's Curry,
it's not guaranteed. And then if you have somebody who has 5 inches on you with the reach, and LeBron has long-ass arms, bro. The man is literally a perfect basketball specimen, dog. He's not tall with short arms. He's tall with longer arms for his body. So he has reach and he could jump. It makes he wants you to shoot it. It's just going to be hard. That's all we're saying. LeBron's not going to be on him the whole game. Literally the last 5 minutes is when they're going to switch LeBron on him, and that's if he just cooked the shit out of Amon Shepard, just hibachi that nigga, bro. You feel me? Like, if he's just cooking Amon Shepard and J.R. Smith, then they're going to switch. If Amon Shepard's playing a good game, they won't even switch, but if he's having a good game and they need to get the ball back, they're going to switch. That's all we're saying, dog. I could put Amon Shepard on Harrison Barnes. I don't got to worry about Harrison Barnes going by Amon Shumpert. It's not going to happen. You feel me? I could put J.R. Smith and I'm saying, like, and with Klay Thompson, it's all about how good his running without the ball is, dog. You feel me? Like, that's all he did against the Warriors, bro.
Yeah, his off-ball movement, his game is really predicated on his off-ball
And he got great off-ball, dog. He has everything. He has the fake. He has feints. There's so many times where he would run and he'll get people caught in traps and come back and get a wide open three, dog. You feel me? He's great. So it depends on how hard Amon Shumpert and J.R. Smith want to fight through to contest those shots. That's all we're saying, bro.
Okay, it's interesting, though.
We're going to find out with the first game. That's going to tell us the whole series with the first game, as far as I can see, because
I don't think.
No, I mean, as far as adjustments, bro, because the first game is going to lead to the second game. You're going to find out what you know in the first game. The second game is when you make adjustments, dog. The first game is going to be a filler, but we're going to find out as far as if they can make adjustments, dog. You feel me?
And what adjustments work and what don't. It's going to be very interesting.
We're going to find out, like, if there's no stopping the Curry brothers, you feel me, you're going to find out in the first game because you'll see if they try and it's still not working, dog, because at the end of the day, the Cavs run a real short rotation, dog. You feel me? So, and David Black isn't fucking Greg Popovich, dog. I don't give a fuck what he did in fucking Ukraine, bro.
Oh, man. That's true. Well, in any case, I think we could start wrapping this up. We had a pretty good basketball discussion today. I expect that we'll be back next Tuesday. Oh, wait, hold on. Actually, I gotta check something real quick. Next Tuesday is next. No, we'll be back next Wednesday. I got classes on next Tuesday, but next Wednesday we'll be back. Today's Tuesday. Yeah, today's Tuesday. Yeah. So anyone listening, and I'll post it on Facebook and stuff. The next show is going to be next Wednesday at 12 o'clock because I got things to handle. But, we went over the finals and the playoffs so far. And any closing comments, fellas?
Nah, man, I just hope it's a great series, man. That's all I care about, man.
Well, what you guys, man? I didn't hear you.
I said if you had any closing comments.
Listen, man. Warriors in six. Next year, the Heat's going to be something serious. That's all. That's all I got to say.
If they can stay healthy, bro. The Heat's biggest enemy is their health, bro. If you didn't realize that. But,
that's the problem, bro. With you, listen, bro. We didn't even get into Kevin Love, bro. We didn't even get into Dwayne Wade. Come on, man.
Yeah.
You can't take 3 weeks off, bro.
Nah, I mean, well, it was unintentional 3 weeks.
Hold on. Time out. Before we, why do we got to get into Kevin Love? The nigga's irrelevant, bro. D Wade is a star. Kevin Love is irrelevant. Don't mention him and D Wade in the same breath. No matter this conversation, bro. No, you can say that. Damn. Go ahead, bro. Go ahead.
No, I was saying, man, they had Kevin Love. They at least had Kevin Love, though. You can't tell me it would have been even more interesting final game.
Kevin Love is Mike Miller, but younger, bro. It's the same fucking player, bro. They would have just had one
Mike
more
who?
Shooter, dog.
Mike who?
Mike Miller, bro. It's literally, that's all
yeah,
he
hold
does.
On,
he plays the same
hold
role.
On.
Listen, dog. He
yeah. All he does is shoot in Cleveland. He's not the star
he
like he was.
That's what they use him. Hold on, that's how they use him, and I can't sit there. But he can
we're
do
talking
more
about, right? We're talking about for the Cavs, as far as he is constructed
but, hold
with
up,
the Cavs.
He can do more. When shit break down, he can do more. Am I right?
When did he ever do more? Ever? The entire series. All he did was shoot the ball, bro. He was a good
I'm just going off the season. We're talking about it. Like, come on. Who you like? You think Draymond Green could stop Kevin Love?
Yes, I think Draymond Green, because all he had to do was stay and watch him while he tried to shoot the ball, because that's all he did, bro.
Yeah,
they never ran any plays for him because they wanted to keep the space open, dog. And it ain't like he was dominating on the boards, bro. Like,
because that's not what they asked him to do. But he
we're talking about him as a Cavs player, Gerson. But you know what, man?
We'll
continue, Gerson. The podcast is over. It's over, bro. It's over, bro.
But listen, here's my scenario. Listen. You can't give Tristan Thomas the offense and give him the ball and say make something happen. You can do that with Kevin
and
Love.
Not Kevin Love either, Gerson, because all he was a.
What are you talking about, man?
Gerson. We'll save all that for next week, all right? I'd like to thank everybody who gave the podcast a listen.
And the crew and I will be happy to oblige you next Wednesday at 12 p.m., same time. And talk to you guys then. All right, thank you, everybody.
Yeah. All right, man.